Today's Amud is Megillah Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Zayin Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the top, by the words Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shalcha Lahem Esther L'Chachamim. It's after the whole story with the whole Purim story. So Esther sent to the Chachamim, and she said to them, Kiva'uni l'dayreis, establish me for the generations. Rashi explains, Kiva'uni l'yamtiv l'kriya liyos li l'shem, that I want there to be a yamtiv of Purim with kriyas and Megillah, that we should remember the whole story. So Shalchula, so the Chachamim sent back to Esther, and they said that Kina at Me'irever Salenu, that no, by having it as a Yomtif and by saying over the story, that's gonna arouse hatred about us. The Goyim are gonna get upset. You know, Chanukah, so the fact that we have a Yomtif by Chanukah, it could be the Goyim just assume that that's because we're happy about the Nes with the Pach Shemen. It doesn't show that we're happy about the fact that we defeated them. But over here, by Purim, it's going to seem like we're rejoicing over the fact that the enemies fell, and so that's going to be Ma'irur Kina Aleinu. The Sifsei Chachamim points out, interesting lashon of the Gemara, it doesn't say that the Chachamim said to Esther that Kina at Goyremes Aleinu. He doesn't say that this is going to cause them to hate us. It's not going to cause them to hate us. Anyways, the Goyim hate us. That's a halacha. Halachi bi'adua she'esav sayin el Yaakov. The Sifsei Chachamim says, the Gemara is very meduyik. It just says, kinat me'ayreres aleinu. To be me'ayrer means to arouse. It's something that's intrinsically already there. The Goyim already have the hatred. But by making this into a yomtif and by saying over the story, so that's going to awaken that kinah that's inside of them, and therefore that's not a good idea. It's kinat me'ayreres aleinu lebeina umais. They said to Esther that you're going to cause, by making it into a yomtif, you're going to be ma'irer this hatred amongst other nations against us. So shalchalahem. So Esther sent back to the Chachamim, then no, kvar kesuva ani al divrei hayamim l'malkei madayu paras. Then no, the Goyim already know anyways. It's already written in their history books, in the divrei hayamim l'malkei madayu paras. It's already written over there everything that happened, and therefore making a yomtif with kriyas and Megillah is not going to change anything. Says the Gemara, another version of what happened, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva. So Masnu, they taught, and before we say what they taught, says the Gemara, that you should know, Bekulei Seder Mayed, Kol Ki Aizuga, throughout the entire Seder of Mayed, anytime we have this group, that you have Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva, so Chilufei Rabbi Yochanan, Umayol Rabbi Yonasan. So you should take out Rabbi Yochanan, and rather insert Rabbi Yonasan. So instead of reading it Rav, Rav Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva, read it Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yonasan, Rav Chaviva. But Al Kopanim, so they were Masnu, they taught as follows, that Shalchulam Esther L'Chachamim, that Esther sent to the Chachamim, and she said, Kisvuni L'Dayreis. Not Kivauni L'Dayreis, Kisvuni L'Dayreis. What she asked for is that the book of Esther, Megillas Esther, the Sefer of Megillas Esther, it should be one of the Sifrei Tanakh. Kisvuni L'Dayreis, that it should be one of the Sifrei Tanakh. So Shalchula, so the Chachamim sent back to Esther, and they said that we can't. The Pasuk says, Halechasafti L'Chashalishim. It says that we have Rishos to have it written down 3 times about the idea of Amalek. So we already have it 3 times. We have it 2 times in the Torah. We have the Parshas Amalek itself in Sefer Shemais. We have in Mishnah Torah in Parshas Kisetze, we have what we read in the end of Parshas Kisetze, the part that we read for Parshas Zachar. And then we also have it in Navi by the story with Shaul HaMelech and Agag. So therefore, it already has it 3 times. We're not allowed to have it a 4th time. And with Mela, we can't write down the book of Esther as one of the Sifrei Tanakh. That's what they first sent back to Esther. Achimatsu loy mikra kasuv b'Torah. Until they found a source from a pasuk, it's actually in the Torah. They found a source in the Torah that will be able to one day have a 4th mentioning of Mechias HaMalek. What's the pasuk? The pasuk Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua about Mechias Amalek, he says, Ksav Zois Yikarim Basefer. The Pasuk says, at the end of the Pasuk says, it says, Aviyomer Hashem El Moshe, that Hashem speaks to Moshe, Ksav Zois Yikarim Basefer, Vesim Ba'azne Yeshua, Ki Macha Yemcha Zechra Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim. So Hashem is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says that you could write this down in the Sefer about Mechias Amalek. And so the Chachamim Darshan from this Pasuk, Ksav Zois, now you could write this, that's referring to Masha Kasav Kan Mishneh Torah. That's referring to what it says over here in the Torah, both in Sefer Shemais, where this Pasuk is located, and in Mishneh Torah. So both of those are included in the word Zeis. So Ksav Zeis includes both the mentioning of Mechias HaMalek in Parsha Shemais, in Sefer Shemais and in Mishneh Torah. And then Zikaron is Masha Kasav Benevim. Zikaron is coming to add that there's also another time you could write Mechias Amalek, and that's what it says in Sefer Shmuel by the story of Shaul HaMelech. And then Besefer is a fourth, Masha Kosev v'Megillah. That's a remez that there'll be a fourth time. Besefer, it's a remez to that which we're allowed to write down the Megillah as one of the Sifrei HaTanach. Ketanai, it says the Gemara that this, that we're dashing the Pasuk in this way, that there's a fourth mentioning of Mechias Amalek, and that's referring to Megillah's Esther, that's really a Machlekes Tanayim. It's Machlekes Tanayim had a dash in this Pasuk. Says the Braisa, it says that the first sheet holds that Ksav Zeis, that's referring to Masha Kasav Kan. That's only referring to what it says in Sefer Shemais, not what it says in Mishneh Torah. Then when it says Zikaroin, that's Masha Kasav in Mishneh Torah. That's referring to the mentioning of Mechias Amalek that it says in Mishneh Torah and Parshas Kiseitse. And then when it says Basefer, that's Masha Kasav Benevim. So there's no extra word to teach us about Megillas Esther, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Taka holds that there's no rishus to put Esther as one of the Sifrei HaTanach, to have it at least in writing as one of the Sifrei HaTanach. Rabbi Elazar Hamaydai Omer, that no, like we said before, that Ksav Zeis is Mashikasav Kan Uva Mishneh Torah, like we had before. Zeis teaches is a reference both to what it says in Sefer Shemais and in Sefer Devarim. Zikarain is Mashikasav B'Neviim, and Besefer is Mashikasav B'Megillah, and we have a source for writing the Megillah as one of the Sifrei HaTanach. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that Esther eina mitamo es hayadayim. That the scroll, the parchment, the Esther, the book itself of Esther, the Sefer itself, so it's not mitame a person's hands. So this is referring to a Gemara that we had in Masechta Shabbos on Yedalad Amin Aleph. It's one of the infamous Yudches Dvarim, one of the famous Yudches Dvarim that they have over there in the Gemara Shabbos, the different 18 gzeiros. And so the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos on Yedalad Amin Aleph that the Rabbanon were geizer tuma on Kisvei Kodesh, on the scrolls themselves. The Rabbanon were geizer that if you touch it, you're tame. Apparently, what was going on is that people were storing their truma next to their kisvei kodesh. They figured if this is kodesh and this is kodesh, it makes sense to store them together, and they would put their truma food next to the kisvei kodesh. The problem with that is that rats were coming for the food, and when the rats were coming for the food, so there was some collateral damage on the kisvei kodesh. They were damaging the sfarim, and because of that, Chazal didn't want. They were trying to protect the kisvei kodesh, so they made Gzera that Kisvei Kodesh is Mitama. This way, people wouldn't put their Truma too close to the Kisvei Kodesh, and therefore they'd be saving the Kisvei Kodesh. So that's the Chazal were Geizer Tuma on Kisvei Kodesh. Now the Shaila is the Megillah of Esther, is that considered Kisvei Kodesh? So said Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, then no, it's not considered Kisvei Kodesh, and therefore it's not Mitama a person's hands. Says, ask the Gemara, L'meimer disavra Shmuel, is this to say that Shmuel holds Esther lav beruach hakodesh nemra, that Esther wasn't said beruach hakodesh, and therefore it's not considered kisvei kodesh? If it was said beruach hakodesh, then it's considered kisvei kodesh. So from the fact that Shmuel says that it's not mitami adayim, meaning it's not Kisvei Kodesh. That's Mashma. Shmuel holds that Esther was not written Beruach HaKodesh. The problem is V'ha'amar Shmuel. Shmuel himself said, and we're going to have it at the end of the Amud, that Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra. He said that Esther was said over Beruach HaKodesh. So it's a cash on Shmuel. How could Shmuel say it's not Metam the Adayim? We know that Shmuel holds that Esther was said Beruach HaKodesh. If it was said Beruach HaKodesh, it should be considered Kisvei Kodesh. If it's Kisvei Kodesh, so it's included in the Gezerah, and it should be Metami Yadayim. So says the Gemara, Shmuel said that it was Nemra Beruach HaKodesh. It was Nemra Likrois, V'loi Nemra Lichtoiv. The Shita of Shmuel is that, yeah, you're right. If you look at the Pesukim in Megillas Esther, you're going to see Ruach HaKodesh there. It was Taka said Beruach HaKodesh, but it was only said Beruach HaKodesh. They were never instructed to write it down in a Sefer, which means that according to Shmuel, every year on Purim, the Shmuel Shita is that every year on Purim, really what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to read the Megillah by heart. The Megillah was said Beruach HaKodesh. We have a script. We have a script that we're supposed to follow. But you're supposed to read it by heart. It's not supposed to be written down inside of a Sefer. Maybe it's comparable to like Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no, it's not. It's not written down, but there's a story you're supposed to tell. That's Shmuel Shita. So there's a script. There's a story you're supposed to tell, but it's supposed to be written by heart. It was never given to be written down as one of the Sifrei HaTanach. Now Taisus asks that later we're going to have a Mishnah on Yedzayin Amud Aleph, which says Lahedya, that if you read the Megillah by heart, you're not Yaitse. Now Shmuel's in Amayra. Shmuel's not arguing on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you read the Megillah by heart, you're not Yaitse. So how could Shmuel say that it was Nemra Likrois V'loi Nemra Lichtoiv? That Kilo, you're supposed to say it by heart. That can't be. The Mishnah says that if you read the Megillah by heart, you're not Yaitse. So Taisus explains that according to Shmuel, you have to say that when it came to Ruach HaKodesh, so it was only given Beruach HaKodesh to say it by heart. You weren't supposed to write it. It was a later, and it wasn't an Isser to write it, but it wasn't told over Beruach HaKodesh to write it down. And therefore, it's not one of the Sifrei HaTanach. Sometime later, there was a Takanan Midrabanan to have it be written down and to read it from the scroll. And then the Rabbanan said also that if you read it by heart, you're not Yaitse. So yeah, in Echanami, we have a Mishnah that says if you read it by heart, you're not Yaitse. Shmuel's not arguing on the Mishnah, but Shmuel still says that part of the original din of Megillas Esther was just that it was said Beruach HaKodesh, but it wasn't said to be written Beruach HaKodesh, and therefore it's not considered Kisvei Kodesh. Ask the Gemara now, Meisvei. Is this really true? That Megillas Esther is not considered Kisvei Kodesh? It's not Metami Yadayim. Meisvei, ask the Gemara. We learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Meir says that Koheles inay Metame Sayadayim. That Koheles is not Metame a person's hands. It's not considered Kisvei Kodesh. We'll get into that a little bit more soon. Umachlaikas b'shir ashirim. And there's a machlaikas between Beishami and Beisilel whether or not shir ashirim is considered Kisvei Kodesh, and whether it's Metame the Yadayim. Rabbi Yaisi says it's the opposite. That Shir Ashirim Metame Esa Yadayim. Shir Ashirim is for sure Metame the Yadayim. Umachlaikas B'Kayhelas. And there's a Machlaikas B'Shami and B'Silel when it comes to Kayhelas. Rabbi Shimon says that Kayhelas is Mikule B'Shamai Umichumre B'Silel. He says, similar to Rabbi Yaisi, he says that when it comes to Kayhelas, so that's one of the Kulas of B'Shamai, meaning B'Shamai says that Kayhelas is not Metames Ayadayim, and it's one of the Chumre Beisilel, means that Beisilel holds that Koheles is Metame Ayadayim. Aval Rus, Vashir Ashirim, but says Rav Shimon that when it comes to Rus, Vashir Ashirim, the Esther, it's Metames Ayadayim. So those Svarim are Metames Ayadayim, they are considered Kisvei Kodesh. Now Rav Shimon's a Tana. Shmuel's an Amira. Shmuel can't argue on Rav Shimon. So how could Shmuel say that Esther is not Metames Ayadayim? Rav Shimon says Lahedi that it is Metames Ayadayim. So says the Gemara, Hu da Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Ein Achanami Shmuel is not going like Rabbi Shimon, but he has a different Tana that he's going like. He's going like Rabbi Yeshua. We mentioned earlier in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no extra word to teach us that there was a heter to write down Megillas Esther. Ksoiv Zais is referring to what it says in Sefer Shemais. Zikarain is what it says in Mishneh Torah. And Basefer is what it says in Nevi'im. There's no extra pasuk for Megillas Esther, and therefore it wasn't ever established as being one of the Sifrei HaTanakh. It's not considered Kisvei Kodesh, and so Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yeshua, Sein HaChanami, he's not like Reb Shimon. It's only a problem if we don't have another Tana that Shmuel is going like. Happens to be we do have a Tana, we have Rabbi Yeshua, Shmuel goes like Rabbi Yeshua, and that's why Shmuel says that Esther is not Metames HaYadayim. Now, on the topic of Koheles, so says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Rab Shimon ben Menasi Aymer, Koheles Einoi Metameh Sayadayim. He says that Koheles is not Metameh Sayadayim. Now, what's the reason that Koheles, which was written by Shlomo HaMelech, why is it not Metameh Sayadayim? Bebnei Shechachmasai Shal Shloimahi. It wasn't written by Ruach HaKodesh, it's just wisdom. It's nice things. It's wisdom. It's Chachmas HaTorah of Shlomo HaMelech. But it's not Ruach HaKodesh. So Amru Lai. So they said to Shimon ben Menasya, V'chizu Bavad Amar. How could you say it's not Ruach HaKodesh? Shlomo HaMelech said many things in his life. Why did he only write down and organize these into the Sefer of Koheles? V'haloi Kfar Nemar. Doesn't the Pasuk say, V'yidaber Shloishes Alafim Mashal? That Shlomo HaMelech said 3,000 Mashalim. He said 3,000 mashalim. So how come in Koheles he only put a select few? It must be that it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. And also asked the Gemara, they said to Rav Shimon ben Menasya, Va'imer, that the Pasuk says, Al Taisif Al Devarav, that Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, don't add on to his words. He says not to add on to his words. So that sounds like it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. If it was his own Chachma, he wouldn't say that there's like an Isser of Bal Taisif. It sounds like it was written by Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore he says you can't add to it. So says the Gemara, the Mai Va'aymer. Now, why the Gemara is not going to answer this kasha. So therefore, the Chachamim, they were chaylik on Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Rav Shimon ben Menasya said that Koheles is not metameh sayadayim because it's just chachmasa shel shlomoi. And the Gemara is asking that they asked him that no, they proved that no, it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Now, we're not going to answer that kasha, but just ask the Gemara, Mai Va'aymer, why did the Chachamim feel the need to bring a second raya? They brought a raya, they already had a raya in Sfara. They said, Shlomo HaMelech said many mashalim, so why did he only write down these few? It must be Ruach HaKodesh. And then they said, and also the Pasuk says, Al Taisif Al Devarav, that Shlomo HaMelech said, you can't add to what he said. So now why did they have to add the second Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Mai Va'aymer, V'chi Teima Meimar Tuva Amar, maybe you'll say that yeah, in Echanami, Shlomo HaMelech said many nice things in his life, and Dibay Yechtiv, V'Dibay Lo Yechtiv, and some of them he thought, I guess, were better than others, and some of them he chose to write down into a sefer, into Koheles, and some of them he chose not to write. That's not a raya that it was written by Ruach HaKodesh, so therefore Tashema, that's why they brought the second pasuk of Al Toysef Al Devarav, that Shlomo HaMelech says that you can't add to his words, so that makes it already seem like it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Now back to Megillas Esther, says the Gemara that Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra. The Rabbi Eliezer said that Esther was written Beruach HaKodesh, and this Gemara really until the bottom of the Amud is going to bring many different Shitais HaTanoim, where they proved from different Psukim in the Megillah where they showed that Esther was written Beruach HaKodesh. All of them agree that Megillas Esther was written Beruach HaKodesh, and they just have different Psukim to prove it. So Rabbi Eliezer says that Esther was said, or at least said, Beruach HaKodesh. So Rabbi Eliezer says that Esther was said Beruach HaKodesh. How do you see that? Shenemer, as the Pasuk in the Megillah says, Vayomer Haman Belibay. It says that when Haman went into Achashverosh's house, Achashverosh was having a rough night, and he's read the story that Mordechai saved his life, and he says to Haman, what should I do? What should the king do to the one that he wants to honor? And so the Pasuk says, Vayomer Haman Belibay. So Haman says to himself, who do you think the king wants to honor more than me? And he starts telling the Achashverosh, you should give him all these nice things, put him on a nice horse, get him dressed up in the king's clothing. Interesting things that he chose, but we'll get to that later in the Masechta. But Al-Kopanim, so the Pasuk says, though, that Haman said in his heart, he said to himself, oh, the king for sure wants to honor me. Now, how does the one who wrote the Megillah know that Haman said this to himself? Oh, no one was there, and Haman didn't even say it out loud. He said it to himself. Oh, it must be that the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Kiva says that no, Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra, I'll bring you a different raya, that Esther was said Beruach HaKodesh, Shenemra, as the Pasuk says, Vatihi Esther Naisei Schein Be'enei Kol Rayeha. The Pasuk says in the Megillah that Esther was viewed with Chein. She was, people liked her. Everybody who saw her, they liked her. How does the one who wrote the Megillah know that every single person liked Esther? The only way to know such a thing is if you have Beruach HaKodesh, so you see Esther was said over Beruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Meir Aimer, that Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra, that Esther was set over that with Ruach HaKodesh, Shenemra, as the Pasuk says, Vayivada Hadavar L'Mordechai. When Bigson and Seresh were plotting to kill Achashverosh, so it says that Mordechai found out about it. How did Mordechai find out? There was no one that told him, so it must be that Esther was set over Beruach HaKodesh, and therefore Mordechai was able to find out how that Bigson and Seresh were plotting to kill Achashverosh. Now the Turi Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, points out, he's bothered that about this raya, that this is just a raya that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh. So, I mean, the other psukim you see are rayas that was written Beruach HaKodesh. It was said that the script was said over Beruach HaKodesh. But all you see from here is that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh. How is that a raya that the whole entire Megillah was said Beruach HaKodesh? Just because you found the pasuk that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh, how is that a raya that the Megillah was said Beruach HaKodesh? Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh, so he knew Bigson and Seresh were plotting to kill Achashverosh. But how is that a raya that Megillah's Esther was Beruach HaKodesh Nemra? So the Sfas Emes adds also another kasha. He adds that technically on all the rayas that the Gemara brings, the ones that we said until now, and the ones that the Gemara is going to bring, you have a kasha. All it shows is that the one who wrote the Megillah had Ruach HaKodesh. You see that the Bala Megillah had Ruach HaKodesh. That's for sure. How else did he know what Haman was saying in his heart? How else did he know that Esther, everybody liked Esther? So for sure you see that the Bala Megillah, that the Mechaber, had Ruach HaKodesh. But you don't see that it was written, that the whole script was said over Beruach HaKodesh. All you see is that the Bala Megillah had Ruach HaKodesh. How is that a raya that it was said, that the whole script is said, is written Beruach HaKodesh? So the Sfas Emes has a big yisayit over here. The Sfas Emes says, and I'll read you his lashon. He says, "V'yesh leimer." He says, "The lulei shenemer lahem beruach hakodesh lichtoiv." If not for the fact that the whole script was said beruach hakodesh to write it exactly as they did, lo hayu kaisven kain. So then they wouldn't have written l'mashal v'yomer haman b'libay. The Bala Megillah would never have acknowledged the fact that he knew what Haman said in his heart, if not for the fact that it was told to Beruach HaKodesh to write down that pasuk. He wouldn't have written this legalis Ruach HaKodesh alehem and shown off that they had Ruach HaKodesh. Says the Sfas Emes, someone who truly has Ruach HaKodesh, he doesn't walk around showing it off. So the fact that the Bala Megillah wrote Vayomer Haman Beliboy, he wrote Vati Esther Naises Chein Beinei Kol Ra'eha Vayivada Mordechai. That's goof of the raya that the whole Megillah was said to be read. The whole script was dictated via Ruach HaKodesh, because if not for the fact that it was said by Ruach HaKodesh, so then the Bala Megillah would never have written such a pasuk. Just Tom showing off that he has Ruach HaKodesh, that's not something that someone that has Ruach HaKodesh does. You see from the Sfas Emes that someone who has Ruach HaKodesh, he tries to hide it, he doesn't show it off. Al-Kavanim says the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Yossi ben Dermaskis Aymer, he says a different makar that Esther was Beruach HaKodesh Nemra, because the pasuk says that, he says that Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra, Shenemra, as the pasuk says, Uvaviza leshalchu es yadam, that Klal Yisrael, they didn't, when after they defeated their enemies, so it says that nobody took any of the spoils. Now how does the Bala Megillah know that nobody, Klal Yisrael, took any of the spoils? It must be, it was written with Beruach HaKodesh. So that's the end of the Divrei HaTanayim. Four different Tanayim, four different makaris that Esther was Beruach HaKodesh Nemra. Now Amar Shmuel, who's in Amira, says Shmuel, he commented on this and he said that Ihavai Hasam, if I was over there amongst the Tanayim when they were having this discussion, so Hava Amina Milsa Dadifa Mikulu, I would have said a better Makar that's better than any of their Makaris. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kimu Vikiblu. It says literally that Klal Yisrael accepted Purim as a Yom Tov, but from the double Lashon, so we darshan kimu lemaila mashikiblu lemata, that Bezdin Shalmaila was mekabel this, that Bezdin Shalmata made it into a Yom Tov. How do we know that? How do we know that in Bezdin Shalmaila they were mekabel what we did lemata? Must be it was Beruach HaKodesh. And Abba Rava says Rava, and he explains that lekulu isluhum pircha levarmi de Shmuel de lesle pircha. On all the different sources that the different Tanayim brought, you could ask a pircha, you could ask a kasha, and you could say that no, it's not a raya that it was said Baruch HaKodesh, except for Shmuel's Makar, that's something that doesn't have a pircha. Explains Rava, the Rebbe Eliezer, when it comes to Rebbe Eliezer's Makar of a Yomer Haman Beliboy, that says that Haman said to himself, how do we know what Haman said to himself? It must be it was Baruch HaKodesh. It's not a raya. Svaru. I can tell you, it's just logical that that's what Haman was saying to himself. It's obvious, because we know, Deloihava Inish Tachashav Amalka Kavase, we know that there was no one who was more chashuv to Achashverosh than Haman. Haman was the second in command. V'haiki kamapish tuva v'amar adaita d'nafshei kamar. So when Achashverosh was asking Haman for what to do, when he wanted to give honor to someone, so Haman figured, and he said all these nice things that you should do for him, he was saying it about himself. It's just a svar that that's what was going on. That's not a raya that the Megillah was written, that it was said Baruch HaKodesh. And Rabbi Akiva, also Rabbi Akiva's raya, that he said from the pasuk of Atihi Esther Naisei Schein Beinei Kol Ra'eha, that everybody who saw Esther, so they liked her. That's something that we could just know Misvara. That's not Ruach HaKodesh. Delmakar Rabbi Lazar, it's like Rabbi Lazar's darshan. Da'amer, he said, Melamed Shekol Echad Ve'echad Nid Misalai Ku'umasai, that whoever saw Esther, Esther had the appearance like she was one of them, like she was from their nation, and people are attracted to people from their nation. So it was obvious that everybody who saw Esther, they liked her. Not because Esther was said, Baruch HaKodesh. V'had Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir's pasuk, V'yivada Hadavar L'Mordechai, that Mordechai knew what Bigson and Seresh were plotting. That's not a raya that it was said, Baruch HaKodesh. Domek Reb Chiya Bar Abba. Maybe it's like Reb Chiya Bar Abba said. It's also the story that we all know when we're younger, that Da'amar, he said, that Bigson and Seresh, Shnei Tarshayim Hayu. That Bigson and Seresh were two foreigners, and they were talking in a different language, and Mordechai was standing right there. They just figured Mordechai didn't understand what they were saying, so they said it right in front of him. Vivada Hadavar LeMordechai. So Mordechai knew, because he understood their language. He was part of the Sanhedrin. We're gonna see about this more later. He knew all the languages, and therefore he understood what they were saying, not because of Ruach HaKodesh. He was just standing right there. And Vahad Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus, and the raya that Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus brought from Uvaviza Leshalchu Es Yadam, that nobody took any of the spoils. How do we know that nobody took any of the spoils? It must be Ruach HaKodesh. No, Doma Pristiki Shador. Maybe there were letters that were sent out. There were people in charge of each city, and the tops of the cities, they sent to Mordechai, they sent whoever wrote the Megillah. They said that we saw nobody took any of the spoils. So they had it on record, not because of Ruach HaKodesh, but the Shmuel Vade Lesle Pircha. But on Shmuel Makar, we don't have any pircha and kimu v'kibul, that's ma'amish araya, that the Megillah was said Baruch HaKodesh. And Amar Ravina commented about this, that the Tanayim, the great Tanayim, they brought Makairis, but Yulamaisa, you could have a pircha on each one of the Makairis. Whereas Shmuel, who's the Amaira, so to speak, Shmuel HaKatan, he's smaller, but at the same time, he brought a raya that stuck. So you see from here, Hanu Darmianchi, it's like people say, that Tava Chada Pilpelta Charifta, that one small hot pepper is better, Mimale Tzani Kare, is better than a basket that's full of melons. These melons are big, like the Tanayim, but the one little pepper, the way I saw Rav Liashev explain this quote, the Rav Liashev in his Aris on Maseches Chagiga, I believe on Daf Yud, so he says over there that a hot pepper, it might be small, but when you put it in your mouth, that flavor sticks with you for a long time. So to Shmuel, he might be, so to speak, relatively smaller, he was the Amira, but his Raya is one that sticks with you, we don't have any Pirchas on it. Now that we mentioned Shmuel, who's an Amira, his Raya, so the Gemara now mentions two other Amorayim, who also brought Makairis that the Megillah was written, Baruch HaKodesh. Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha, you see it from here, because it says, V'mei Purim Me'ila Lo Yavru Mitoicha Yehudim. Which literally seems to mean that it's a tzivoy, that we should never stop keeping Purim, but he's taking it as like a haftacha, that Purim will never stop being kept. So you see, it was Nemar Baruch HaKodesh. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Aymer Mehacha, from the end of the Pasuk, where it says, says, V'zichrom Yosef Mizarim, that even from their children it won't ever stop being kept. From the ratio of the Pasuk Taisus speaks out, it could be that's just that generation. That doesn't take Ruach HaKodesh to see that in that generation it was always kept. But this, and it says, even in future generations it will always be kept. So that's already a raya that Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra.